Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now you can find 92.3 The Fan on YouTube, including the Ken Carman Show with Anthony Lima from 6 to 10 a.m., an afternoon drive with Nick Wilson and Jonathan Peterlin from 2 to 7 p.m. live each and every weekday on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel. Subscribe to our channel for free and watch all of the best content from your favorite shows on The Fan, and you can do that live and on demand right now, including Brownie Bites yesterday with Daryl Ryder. Check that out. Get his immediate reaction to yesterday's game.
Well, that sounded so sincere.
Well, I want you to listen to it. I was not there yesterday. He did it by himself. So
it was a good one?
Thanks, man. I love working with you, too. Jerk.
With friends like these.
Point. That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Dan Menigan's behind the glass. Meredith's taking your phone calls. 216-474-0092. Again, we know how things work in pro sports. I've said all season, you don't survive 3-14, followed by 3-10 right now, and who knows where this ends up. Coaches don't survive that in the NFL. And good coaches get let go. And I think Kevin can coach in the NFL, and I think he'll coach in the NFL again. And it might be here. You know, I could understand if they brought him back, because depending on what the Haslams told Andrew Berry and Kevin before the season, I understand that. And again, I like the guy. I'm not going to apologize for that. And I think he can coach. And so I knew we'd be getting phone calls with everybody wanting to fire him today. And I can understand that. I mean, we've seen it for 2 years now. It's not good. But here's why, and people say, you know, you say the guy can coach, and I catch grief for that. Let me just throw out some things. And you can look at anything you want, any way you want. But I just thought, just for food for thought, Andy, in Kevin's first 4 years here, he had a record of 37-30 in his first 4 years. And that's a winning percentage of 55%. Okay. And his records were solid enough, 11-5, 8-9, 7-10, 11-6. And the two 11-win teams, he had some talent that he could work with. You know, that first year was Baker's second-best quarterback rating of his career. Kevin did a nice job with Baker. Fewer interceptions, great ratio there. And, you know, if you're going to give Kevin grief for stuff, you also got to give him credit for helping Baker there. He also had Chubb, Kareem, Landry, and Njoku. They all played 13 or more games that year. So he had relatively good health from his skill position guys. The next year in 2021, same crew, but they were a bit more injured. 2022, Deshaun came in, missed 11 games, and they went 7-10. And then 2 years ago, they went 11-6 with five quarterbacks. You know, and so anytime you're going to hear people scream, well, you can't, you know, your quarterbacks and blah, 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 blah. They went 5-1 with Deshaun, 4-1 with Flacco, 1-1 with P.J. Walker, for God's sake. DTR won a game for him, 1-2, and they won 11 games. And they had relatively good health 15 or more games from Amari Cooper, Jerome Ford, David Njoku, Elijah Moore, Harrison Bryant, and Kareem, all healthy enough to play 15 or more games.
Hmm.
So Kevin has shown when he has a roster, an offensive roster that has some ability that he can coach it. This is the thing I want to stress. Do you think Mike Vrabel is a good football coach?
Yes, I do.
I do too.
Yeah.
I think Mike's a really good football coach. His winning percentage in Tennessee during his run was less than Kevin's first 4 years here. Not by much, just percentage points. But Vrabel in Tennessee was 54 and 45. And then they made the huge mistake of firing him. And it was a stupid move when they fired him in Tennessee because a guy can coach. He had a winning record his first 4 years there and then went 7-10 and 6-11. And they fired him. Well, if a guy can coach, a guy can coach.
Mm-hmm.
Vrabel can coach. You obviously didn't have very good players for him there, and he paid the price. Off for a year, he's now 11-2 in New England. On off for a year, meaning he worked here in Cleveland, not as a head coach.
I don't know that he would have gone 11-2 here, but...
No, I don't know either, but he's 11-2 right now. So guess what? He has some players there, and by God, he can coach him, can he?
Well, they're doing something right. Something we're not doing.
He can coach him. And I just looked at a couple other guys. Belichick's first 4 years in Cleveland, the fifth year I give Bill a pass because it was 5-11 and the move was announced. But and Kevin's not Bill, but this just shows you. He was 31-33 in his first 4 years here in Cleveland. Bill was. And second time around, Bill learned some things, took him a while to get another gig, and he can coach. I just think guys who can coach can go win some games somewhere else. You know, Dan Quinn took Atlanta to the Super Bowl. But his record was only about 500. He was fired at 0-5 in his sixth season. And then he went to Dallas as the DC. And last year, 12-5 in Washington. This year, 3-9, and they've had injuries. You know, Jaden Daniels has been dinged up, and you know, they've lost a lot of guys, and they're dinged up. But Quinn can coach. Sean Payton did the same thing. You know, they finally get rid of him in New Orleans. Well, he's doing real well in Denver. And that's my only point here. If it's not here, Kevin's going to coach somewhere else, and I'll bet he's okay.
I bet he is, too. Yeah. I'm not questioning that. I just, right now, this doesn't feel like it's a good fit. Things just don't feel right at all.
They don't feel
right. He may be a good coach, but it's not going to work here right now.
And
I think everything went sideways when they traded Flacco. I don't feel like they were of one mind when they made that decision.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This thing screams right now, it's not working, and it probably is better for everybody to make a change.
Yeah.
And because we know how that's how it works in the NFL.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a business part.
Two really bad seasons in a row, guys don't survive that. They don't survive that. And if Kevin doesn't survive it, my question would be, does Andrew Berry survive it?
I kind of feel like Berry does. If Berry...
He's had one really good draft.
Yeah, but if it wasn't his decision, if he was told, get Watson here, do whatever it takes, there's no general manager in the NFL that's going to look good when they lose three first-round draft picks. No one's going to look good in that situation.
But let me add to this, okay?
Now, if it was his idea, then it's on him, and you know he's got to pay the price for it, and he deserves all the criticism. I just don't believe it.
But if he gets a pass on that, why wouldn't Kevin?
It's fair. I understand the statement. I think Kevin has, but when you're making in-game adjustments that the with, I don't know. Yesterday just seems so stupid.
It
I just
sure did.
I just don't.
Yep, it
there
sure
were
did.
Just not good decisions there. And then the other thing is, I'm we're all sitting here complaining about Bubba Ventrone. What did Prefer ever do that was so bad? I always wondered that. Like the you know the guy
Mike Prefer?
Yeah, the guy
did
coached
a nice
his
job.
Team. The guy that was the acting head coach for the game that they had actually won. Like I never understood that. Now are his special teams at North Carolina real good? I don't know. He's taking a couple years off. I looked at their stats a couple weeks ago and started thinking about that. Special teams at North Carolina aren't exactly the greatest, but is North Carolina having a great year or did they have a great year? I never understood why they made that change in the first place. That was like change to make a change. And it was weird the way they did it. Like a lot of times you cut away from a coach as soon as the season's over. They waited a little while and made like I just to me, that I mean, it's one of those, you know, in the weeds kind of moves that they've made over the years. You're kind of like, why did they do that? I don't get it.
Jake's buzzing around town. Hello, Jake.
Hey, man.
Hey, how are you guys?
Fine, sir. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, so, I mean, a lot of people are, you know, pretty upset about last night's game. But to me, I'm ecstatic.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because if Shedeur Sanders plays like that the rest of the season, you go into this next draft with probably a top three pick where I want to remind people who are complaining about, you know, not having playmakers. Carnell Tate is 6'3 and runs a true 4.4. That's probably going to go in the top three. And if we don't need a quarterback and for some reason we are the number one pick, you have a QB needy team that's willing to trade even more assets to help you for this year and the next. And then you have another first rounder and you have a high second rounder for an offensive line that basically needs completely rebuilt after that Posick injury. I don't know if we'll bring anyone back other than, you know, DeJuan Jones.
Who's I'm been curious, injured too frequently to count on, Jake?
Yeah. I think DeJuan Jones might serve better as a guard. He reminds me a lot of Mekhi Becton, who is, you know, kind of a failure at the Jets at tackle, but was a massive human like DeJuan, but has made an excellent career since then, winning a Super Bowl with the Eagles and is now with the Chargers.
Yeah.
And I think the writing on the wall with Kevin, correct. And I think the writing on the wall with Kevin has been since Minnesota. Since last year, he goes, I don't know if you're familiar with the term, you know, play not to lose.
Yeah.
That's when it's 0-0. He does that anytime he wants to lean on his defense and play not to lose. And I think that has just completely killed his credibility this year. And I think I really do think he's lost the locker room.
Jake, thank you very much. I don't think he's lost the locker room. I see a team that plays hard. To me, you lose a locker room, the team doesn't play hard. Now, did they play well yesterday? No. No, the defense to me is unexplainable. I don't understand what happened with the D yesterday. Tyvis Powell played D in the NFL. He's joining us next. We'll get his thoughts on Baskin and Phelps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.